You don't have to do it. God is moving by His Spirit, moving through all the earth, signs and wonders as God moves. Move, O Lord, on me. Signs and wonders as God moves in the earth. Oh Lord, move through me. Move through this body, Lord. Let your Spirit be poured out. As your Spirit is poured out upon the earth, O Father, let it happen in me, O Lord. Let it happen in this body, making yourself known by many signs and wonders in the body of Christ. Do it in this earth, oh Father.
sure we know this song, but if you do follow me, and if you don't, it's four sentences, and you'll follow me the second time around, and you have to promise to do that. It's, God is moving by His Spirit, moving through all the earth, signs and wonders as God moveth. Move, O Lord, in me. God is moving by His Spirit, moving through all the earth. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders as God moveth. Move, O Lord, in me. God is moving by His Spirit, moving through all the earth. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders as God moveth. Move, O Lord, in me.
One more time.
God is moving by His Spirit, moving through all the earth. Signs and wonders as God moveth. Move, O Lord, in me.
The Spirit is asking me to bring us a small message concerning the Nazarite prayer, the Nazarite vow.
of kings, open vision thy dominion brings. All our days we inquire into the beauty of thy temple. We come into thy courts with praise and grateful shouts to thee we raise. Now in your name we stand as one to worship you, the Holy One of Israel. Deep within our hearts you richly dwell.
Stillness of We're going to take communion in a few moments, maybe a little bit longer in a few moments. I haven't had a chance to hear the word from last Sunday. Nobody will give me a tape, but I'm going to get one anyway. But I heard it was on freedom. And what I'd like to do is share some more thoughts along those lines, if I may. And I think it's really important that we understand what freedom is from God's perspective, because I don't think our own minds really have a clue as what it means to be free. So Lord, just bless this time and open our eyes to understand what you've already given us and how you're opening that up within our lives. In our natural mind, when we think of freedom, I think if the natural way of looking at it and under the influence of the human ego, freedom is freedom from problems or circumstances. And of course, if you've been around long enough, you know that's not the way life generally works. Or we can get into a more religious vein and it becomes a freedom from human nature, being human. And unfortunately, I think that leads into greater bondage. People get stuck in this self-righteous striving. And really, God's freedom has nothing to do with that. To understand freedom, I think we need to understand what it is to be spiritual. And being spiritual, of course, if you're approaching it as a modifying human behavior, then that still is very much under the influence of the law and under the control of the natural mind. But being spiritual, once the Holy Spirit begins to work within us, we come to understand it as a new level of consciousness or awareness. We're not trying to do something and getting back to God, but rather we become aware and awaken to what Jesus Christ has already won for us. So being spiritual is a new level of consciousness, a new way of thinking. Behold, I will do something new. Will you be aware? And I think we need to understand freedom from the same perspective. It's not freedom from problems or freedom from things we don't like. Freedom is an awakening. It's another level of consciousness of the way that we can live in God, what he has won for us, what we can walk in. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 5. In the natural mind, we fight hard in the natural state for freedom. And often when you think of someone controlling you, you don't think of being free. That's often associated with oppression.